What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Portland, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, what's hot in this market?
Well, on my desk and from what I watched last night, obviously corn is hot. To think about where we were a week ago when I spoke to you last, corn was at multi-month lows. Now, here we are, multi-month highs. Corn is what's hot right now, not only in old crop corn, 2019 corn, 2020 corn. A lot of products going to get moved. A lot of confusion in the corn market. One, because folks just don't have it planted. So here we have a corn market. We're 45 cents off the low, but yet many people aren't going to have a corn crop in 2019. And that's adding a lot of concern and a lot of troubles to the market.
What's not hot in this marketplace?
Still looking at soybeans, it's just not hot. 850 no beans versus 404 D's corn. But the farmer can't change that planting rotation now. What's done is done. Mother Nature's definitely ruling with the upper hand. We may have not nearly as enough corn acres as expected and tons of bean acres. You throw in a possible government payment, and you could see a farmer that's heavily motivated to plant beans, of which we have no customer currently, or at least we're missing our number one customer, China.
Got some deadlines facing us with PP, prevent plant?
Yeah, PP first date's coming up here, May 25th. Next date, May 31st for other folks listening on this line. I have a whole list of customers who I know are trying real hard to get this crop planted, and they're just being bombarded with weather. I don't even think the Chicago Board of Trade has a clue how wet it is up north. They're mostly focused on Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, Ohio.
Certainly, this week is really a reflection of the volatility that can happen in this marketplace.
Volatility is a friend. It's a friend of the trader. It's a friend of the farmer, Don, if you know how to use it and harness it. There's some wonderful tools out there, futures and options, but boy, I tell you what, there's never been a better time to get involved in these markets and start locking in some profits in corn.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Portland, North Dakota.